Welcome to Acorn to Oak with Penny Quayle Pierce and co-host Matthew Donaghy. Within each acorn, there is the DNA that strives to be a mighty oak tree. All it needs to reach its potential for greatness is to be activated. You are the acorn. On this show, we will share with you the tools and guidance you need to grow into the person you are meant to be. And now your host, Penny Quayle Pierce and co-host Matthew Donaghy.
Good evening, everybody, or good afternoon, depending on where you're listening from. It's Matthew Donaghy here. I'm joined this week and it's co-hosted by Adam Weller. I'm sure you've heard him on previous shows. Penny, I say unfortunately, is unable to join us. Is currently gallivanting in the mountains, which, and I know she's having an incredible time. And as much as she would like to be here for the show, she's having a lot more fun, I'm sure, in the mountains. So I'll just allow Adam just to introduce himself.
Yeah, hello and good afternoon or good evening to everybody. Glad to be back doing another show. So I think I'll pass to Matt and we'll get on.
Yeah, so while the cat's away, the mice will play, as they say. So very much when we heard that Penny wasn't able to do the show, we thought, well, what do we really want to talk about? What matters to us, and how can we help and support other people? And we thought, actually, the best way of doing that, often I found when doing speeches, is by telling your own story. And I think it's what I found while starting my own business is there's no better sort of promotion than good testimonials. And Adam and I would put absolutely our lives on Acorn to Oak because of the training and the service that we've experienced. So just wanted to explain and go a little bit deeper into my story, because I think it's what, as I said, starting a new business is what's really helped me build a solid client base, is having the conversations and really connecting with people. And people really connect with stories because it's very personal. And sometimes life feels personal. It certainly did for me in my early years. I'm not alone when I say I experienced some abuse when I was a child, which led me to have negative thought forms around myself, the behaviour that was being shown to me, and all sorts of confusion. As a child, you're trying to grow up and form strong boundaries and be able to gauge things so that you have a confidence in the way that you see things and the way you treat people. And when that's not shown to you or it's not consistent, we take it personally and we think there's something wrong with us. And whether it's abuse or whether it's sort of lack of confidence, lack of self-esteem, I bet your bottom dollar nine people out of 10 have felt the same. And in my teen years, there was obviously still a lot of confusion around how I was treated when I was younger, because I had sort of grown thought forms of I'm not good enough or I'm a bad person. I found that sort of my behaviours and the way I acted wasn't necessarily healthy, which just fueled the feeling of lack of self-worth. But at the same time, I didn't really care because I didn't care about myself. So in my sort of early 20s, sort of following right through till my late 20s, it was almost like one big party. I never really found, I went to drama college, did drama college, but after that just went into work. And I never really found what I wanted to do, what really was my passion, and ended up sort of following the family business, which is construction, property development. And just, it was work, eat, sleep, never really sort of achieving much. I did sort of a little bit of travelling and that sort of thing. So it's not like life was that bad, because everybody gets by. But this is where I think very much people really connect with my story, because I think a lot of people end up in the, you go to college, you go to uni, you have aspirations and dreams of what you would like to do or what you'd like to achieve. And sometimes very quickly within a few years, that dream or that visualization or whatever it is you have in your mind, you can be brought back down to sort of earth on it. Because you have to almost go into a survival mode, because when you're training, you either have to work to support your training, or you're funded. And a lot of people find that they end up just getting any old job while they're waiting to get their dream job. And people get stuck in a rut. And I ended up in a rut like that for about 10 years. And it was with my depression, mild anxiety, major anger issues by sort of mid-20s. I'd seeked so much help through the National Health Service, which I have to say the medical services in the UK are very, very good. However, when it comes to mental illness, there's not a huge understanding of what to do and how to help. So in my case, I found myself being given antidepressants and being told that basically I could be on these drugs for the rest of my life. And that's when I hit a point of huge anger that actually this is not good enough. I'm not a bad person. I want to have a good life. Everybody deserves to have a good life. So I'm going to do it. And I'm not going to listen to these experts that tell me I have to be on these drugs for the rest of my life. And I'm not going to buy into the fear of everybody else saying, oh, well, you've got to do it. I thought there's got to be a better way than this. There has to be. I'd seen my brother go through a lot of issues taking the drugs and the side effects. And I think this is what a lot of people forget, is every drug you're given to treat a symptom has a list of side effects as long as your arm. And we think this is a good idea. Chemical medicine in certain diseases and certain ways is essential. However, on the most part, I think it's overprescribed. And when I was told that, the passion that came up inside me was, actually, no, there's got to be a better way. I can't live like this, and I'm not willing to be given a label and thrown to the pale for the rest of my life. And I think this is something that a lot of people, especially nowadays, there's a big awareness around mental health in the UK, around people just talking about it. And the thing that really comes to mind is that everybody feels the same. We think we're alone, and we think that we're going through a lot of issues, and actually everyone else is all right. Everybody looks at everybody else and thinks, oh, well, it's all right for them because of whatever reason. You could think they're good looking. You could think they've got a really flash car. You could think they've got a bigger house than you. However, it could all be on finance, and actually you've got more money than they have. So we all look at each other when you're slightly down on yourself. We all look at each other and think, well, it's all right for them, and life feels personal. And it's just not like that. We're all in the same boat here. We've got to a point in life where we've got some serious issues globally with all the sort of ecological stuff going on. Obviously there's a lot of war going on at the moment, and learning just how to cope in a world that's crazy can be really difficult. So what has helped me, when I found Acorn to Oak, I was so lost and just yearned for everything that I dreamed of, just even to feel loved, to feel joy, And to get rid of, or not necessarily get rid of, but to raise the vibration of the emotions around the depression and how I felt as a child. And when I first tried breath work and I met Penny, I literally could not believe what was happening to me. When I committed to a breathwork path with Penny and Acorn to Oak, I could not believe how rapidly the changes came. And literally, it wasn't just one thing. It was everything. There were physical pathologies. I was getting return of symptoms from things that happened to me, sort of diseases as a child. I was getting emotional, dealing with emotional situations from when I was a child. And the thing that shocked me is, why are we not told about these things? How comes these things aren't on the NHS? Because this is really working. And that's very much when my passion sparked. And I thought, well, if I've got a purpose in life, I've just found it. And that is to get breathwork, or Breath for Life breathwork, global. Because in my opinion, it's kind of like, how can something so effective not be known about? It changed my life so dramatically. It was my biggest frustration around breathwork, is that not enough people knew about it. And through some of my research that I'd done before, when I was looking into my own depression, a lot of the personal development courses that I looked into was all very well, but it was very much working from the conscious mind, and that just wasn't me. It was very, for me, it was about the emotion and dealing with that. And so Breath for Life breathwork was absolutely perfect for me. And throughout my journey, things have just gone from amazing to even better. I mean, doing all the training and actually being able to sort of go into service myself now and help others that were actually in my position. There's nothing like that. The feeling is just absolutely unreal, because you can, through a series of sessions, see people literally change their lives. I've had people dealing with bulimia, with coming off antipsychotic drugs, dealing with early menopause, epilepsy, all sorts of autism. The list goes on, and that's what literally blew my mind to it, that it could help in so many different ways. So there's my story and a little bit about how sort of I met Acorn to Oak, really, and how much breath work can help, whether it's anxiety, depression, anger issues, abuse, and that goes very deeply, whether it be mental abuse, it could be physical abuse, we could be rape, whatever the level of abuse is, you can deal with it. Very much that's what holds people back, because we're told that we need to let go of the past, and all, you can heal it by letting it go. Unfortunately, I'm here to tell you that that's not true, and they're misleading you. The only way to fully deal with an emotional situation is to face it, to deal with the emotional block around that situation. And once you do, you're free of that situation. You always will have the memory, but you won't have the emotional connection. And I'm sure Adam has a very good example of that. So I'm going to hand over to Adam and let him tell his story.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, for me, my troubles in life started when I lost my dad. Cared for him for a couple of years, and then sort of watched him pass away. And you know, being prepared for that, and okay, life just went downhill real quick afterwards. Wasn't in a good place at all. drink, drugs, sort of doing whatever I could to cope and to get out of bed in the morning, really. And then I got the opportunity to do a Breath of Life breathwork taster day. And at the time, I was in a place where it was like I couldn't talk about my problems. So going and seeing a counsellor or something like that, it's like I didn't even want to think about them. I couldn't bring myself to talk about it. It was just too painful. There's no way I could do that. So when I heard about this Breath for Life breathwork thing, that you don't have to talk about it. It's a real simple but effective technique. You lie down, you breathe, and the ultimate goal is, you know, feel it and breathe, feel it to heal it. So I went along and tried a session, and in that morning, my life literally changed. It was like someone had taken a 50-pound weight off of my back and just thrown it on the ground. I didn't need to carry that anymore. I'll be real honest, I couldn't explain it. I didn't understand it. And I didn't really get what it was all about. But it worked. So I went back a little bit more regularly, and then started making sure I was sort of doing it once a month. And at which point, Matthew was, I think he was doing his Reiki training at the time, and he was running Reiki shares at a salt cave sort of close to where we live. And he said, you know, come along and have a go. And I thought, well, okay, well, I tried Breath Life Breathwork, and that blew my mind and blew me away with just how positive the change was. So, yeah, okay, I'll try this Reiki stuff too. And a very similar experience. It was an incredible feeling to to receive some Reiki. Started doing that every Wednesday, I think it was. Went three or four times, and at that point, it was suggested, well, after you've had a treatment, why don't you give a treatment, and do it more as a Reiki share than just coming in and having a Reiki treatment. So I thought, yeah, okay, why not? Gave it a try and was amazed that actually I could feel some warmth and some sensation in my hands, and I don't know why, but I was just drawn to go to his foot, and it turns out that, yeah, he stubbed his toe that day. And it was all very mind-blowing, but I was filled with intrigue and wanted to know more. So I started to work a little bit more in depth with Acorn to Oak and with Penny. And it was very clear to me very early on that this wasn't just any ordinary training provider. There was something different. There was something else about them. And we'll continue this shortly.
Yep, so we're off to a break now, and I'll let Adam continue after the break.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life, ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs, and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
We are talking about your life. Ever wonder, is this as good as it gets? No, it could be so much better. At Acorn to Oak, we know you are seeking more happiness, joy, unconditional love, financial freedom, passion, and purpose. Find your unique mojo and live an extraordinary life. Want to know more? Contact us at our website, acorntooak.org.uk.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Welcome back.
So to
get back to sort of what I was saying, you know, Acorn to Oak is not an ordinary training provider, and that did become very clear. And there are many ways and sort of different scenarios that I could think to explain it, but for me, one of the strongest ones that's always stood out, and it's one that I've heard many a time. From Penny, especially sort of at the start of my training and through the Reiki pathway that I'd done, but it was always, don't take my word for this, you know, find out for yourself, go out, look, research, have experiences, see how it sits with you, you know, because what works for one person may not work doing it exactly the same for another person, so a slight refinement or a tweak, and then you find it suits you. So once I'd sort of, I suppose really, if I'm being honest, once I'd gained trust in Acorn to Oak and what they was doing, sort of the intrigue got the better of me, and I like I say, started my Reiki pathway. And just briefly talking about the mastership pathway, which is the final stage of it. Obviously it's broken up into 3 parts, so Reiki 1, Reiki 2, and then Reiki Master, where you can then obviously go on to teach. But the mastership pathway was a series of 8 different weekends, all different elements and aspects of energy mastery, you know, emotions, energetics, spiritual law. You start to bring all of these in over these 8 weekends, sort of culminating in one final weekend. And it's just the depth and the content that you get from these weekends. You go away for 2 or 3 days and you've done a month's worth of learning in 2 or 3 days. And it's always set up in a way that you're going to get the hands-on experience you need. You're going to get what you need out of it to move forward, you know, with the help and the support and the guidance from them. And it doesn't just stop there either. It's the aftercare as well, because, you know, you'll have mentorship calls and clarity calls, and there's always someone sort of at the end of the phone and there is always, you know, there is a community of people there, and it's growing sort of more and more. And that's, you know, that's why I decided to sort of start to work with Acorn to Oak as well as train with them. I could see the work that was being done was absolutely incredible, very much like Matthew was saying earlier. It's like, I can't understand why this isn't in every school and every hospital, and why there aren't more people doing this sort of work and learning about emotions and energetics and the best way to deal with them.
Yeah, no, that's really good, and it sort of leads me nicely into what I was going to say, my next point, which is I think probably that there is so much on my training when I look at it that I'm proud and was mind-blowing. I think when I was thinking about what to cover on the show, I think the one thing that really did help me to grasp full emotional mastery, if for want of a better expression, was the foundation course that I did, which is where you up your breathing to twice a month. You do one group breath work, and we're very lucky that obviously Penny is the founder of Breath for Life Breathwork, and there's only an exclusive group of Breath for Life Breathwork practitioners, and being the subconscious connected breathwork, it just takes it to such a deep level. It's just incredible. So taking that up to sort of twice a month, both under sort of supervision, because we don't recommend, unless you're an expert and a practitioner yourself, that you sort of breathe on your own. So it's really upping their game to twice a month. One's a one-to-one breath work, and very much what you get within that is guidance, and it's where you're going, what's changed. There's always a real focus on, are you moving forward, and if not, why not? Because I found along my journey, what's the only thing that's held me back or stopped me achieving as fast as I have is myself. Because we can all have times where things seem a little bit tough, and we can make things a big deal, and we just have to actually just reconnect with what's important and not worry about the worry of the mind. So what I really wanted to talk about was the foundation course, and there's so much that's covered on it. And if I could make a recommendation and say what would you recommend? It's what I recommend to my clients is the foundation course, because it gives you that solid base. I mean, I'm an ex-builder, so foundations make complete sense to me. But unless you have a decent foundation, you could build a lovely house, but it's just going to crumble. And it's very much that's how I look at myself. It's like, if you get your foundation straight, you can build a building that touches the stars, and it would never fall over. So foundation, it's very much what really gave me the core information and the guidance, and stretched my consciousness enough to get the spiritual side of things, which has helped me bring a lot more peace and connection into my life. And whether you're spiritual or not, makes no difference. There is sort of a spiritual element for me, but that's just me. Other people, it is very much a science. We're talking about sort of emotional, dealing with emotional trauma. So we are very science-based. And so on the foundation course, there's so much that we teach, down to understanding emotions and understanding yourself, some of the spiritual laws, very much how family dynamics work, and all sorts of different relationships dynamics work. And there's a huge amount of ego training in there, because it's very much one thing I realized along my journey is half of the battle, and battle is the wrong word because it's not a battle at all, is ego training. Is ego, everybody has an ego. If we didn't have an ego, we wouldn't be here. And ego's got carried away with thinking it's the best thing since sliced bread, and it knows best, and it's the best, and quite frankly, everyone else is not as good. And it's sad that we have this, and ego has got out of control, but it's very much about training. And I don't know if I've told this story before, but ego, I like to see as a little puppy. And a little puppy left untrained will run around, it'll pee on your carpet, it'll chew on your slippers, it'll do all manner of behaviours that are not particularly helpful. And what you don't do in that situation, you don't drop kick the dog out the door. You do it, you discipline it with love. And you tell it that that wasn't particularly helpful, and you train it, and you train it, and you do it with love, and the dog gets it, and all is well. And ego is exactly the same. A lot of people think as soon as they realise they have an ego, and it is just a part of them, and it's not their heart intelligence, they think, oh, I've got to get rid of ego. Oh, I can't believe ego. Oh, that's made me feel horrible. And I just want to get rid of it. And you say, well, no, you don't want to get rid of it, because otherwise you wouldn't be here. But they get angry about it. And it's actually, you've got to love ego and just go, okay, that's interesting. And just train it and rein it in and rein it in. And just doing the ego training alone with Acorn to Oak is like a gift of gold. I didn't realize just how many of my behaviors and how many of my decisions were based on ego, from ego. And when you change that one part alone, it's like someone's giving you a bar of gold. Your life will literally change. And this is what I love about the training. It's like pound for pound, for money, you don't get better than what I've sort of done over the years. And literally, even just one class room talk can educate you enough to help you change your life. Put in a breath work on that as well. And like I say, people, whether it's abuse, trauma, whether it's a death of your father, I'm just going to be real honest here. Adam is one of the only people I know that can talk that openly about losing his father and having to care about him than anybody I've ever known. Most people, it would bring up an awful lot of stuff. And when you can see that somebody's dealt with an issue like that, and actually, when he thinks about his father now, thinks about all the amazing times and the joyful chats and all the wonderful stuff, rather than that, oh my God, they're not here, that chunk of the heart, when your heart drops, you just don't have that. And that just blows my mind. And to think everybody could have that. And you think if you can bring that into every part of your life and every situation of your life where you've been disappointed, that's how you change your life. Because once you've dealt with the emotion behind it, those emotions are then freed up to be passion and joy and love, rather than guilt and regret and sadness. And all that can be done within the foundation course. And again, it's credit to the training. And one of the reasons that we're talking about this is this year, 2020, it's a huge year. Energetically, spiritually, and just on a global scale, very much a lot of people are waking up and thinking, actually, the way we're living is not good enough, and something needs to change. And how do you change the world? Well, I would say start at home. Start with yourself. If you change yourself, you can be a beacon for others. And when people see a change within you, it inspires them to do exactly the same. So it's kind of like an elephant. How does an elephant cross the desert? One step at a time. How do you change the world? Well, one person at a time. And we're very much launching the Fast Track Foundation. We're going to be talking a lot more in depth on this in future shows, but it's very much putting it out there and just talking a little bit about how it's helped us change our lives. So it's certainly something that you might like to consider, and it's open to international clients. A lot of people I know will be sort of flying in. It's limited to 60 people. We would really like to do it for more, but very much we're limiting it. Something that really inspired us last year, Penny and I did a visit to America, went to Florida to a David Bayer show, and I thought some of the stuff he was doing was pretty good. It was working with the conscious mind, and working with sort of limiting beliefs, and it's something that I hadn't sort of done before. It really, really sort of interests me. But again, I'm just, I've just got to be real honest. The thing that surprised me is the only person on the weekend that spoke from the heart was a guy who unfortunately left planet last year, and that's Dr. Sean Stevenson. I've spoken about him before, but honestly, he's one of the most inspiring talks I've ever seen, and spoke from the heart and talked about heart intelligence, and spoke about if you could change one thing, would it be your thoughts or how you felt? And a lot of people would say it's their thoughts. However, how you feel is more important. And what surprised me is there wasn't the emotional sort of side to it. I don't know why, it was just my expectation that we would be delving into the emotional side as well as the head sort of thought side. But there wasn't any of that. And we thought, wow, I mean, maybe there is an America. If there is, let us know who's doing it and where it is, because that would really interest me, because that's where we got the passion to sort of bring it a little bit more global, because it's a movement that's been happening in the UK. People are stepping up and really sort of saying, actually being told by whatever medical profession it is that I've got to be on these drugs for the rest of my life and be miserable and somehow just exist is not good enough. And so we thought it'd be really nice to open it up globally. So the offer is there, and I'm going to allow Penny, when she's back, to talk about more of the details, because I don't want to feel as though I'm stepping on any toes. But and we're perfect timing for going into a break, so been great talking to you, and we'll speak to you on the other side of the break.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
We are talking about your life. Ever wonder, is this as good as it gets? No, it could be so much better. At Acorn to Oak, we know you are seeking more happiness, joy, unconditional love, financial freedom, passion, and purpose. Find your unique mojo and live an extraordinary life. Want to know more? Contact us at our website, acorntooak.org.uk.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy, and you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
So hello and welcome back. So I got a little bit carried away on my chat there. So I'm just going to ask Adam, is there anything you'd like to add to any of what we've just been talking about?
Don't worry, it was really quite enjoyable to sort of just actually listen to, really. Definitely brings back sort of some memories of me doing foundation course, you know, putting in my own foundations and, you know, sort of the building blocks and that sort of thing. And it's for me, what I'd sort of like to touch on, especially, you know, with the fast track coming up and that sort of thing, is you've got the ego training aspect of it, which is, you know, it's dealing with the thoughts and the stories and the behaviours. But when you add that with sort of almost the other side of it, for me, is like the heart intelligence. And it's getting into your heart and into that place where you get the truth. Because, you know, very much like you said about your thoughts, or changing your thoughts or how you feel. Well, actually, what all of this work does, and what doing a foundation course or jumping on the fast track will do, is it gets you to be able to differentiate and know the difference between what you're thinking and what you're feeling. What is just your ego saying, oh, that 30-foot jump into that river's a bit scary, and your heart knowing, yeah, but it's going to be really good fun and I will be safe and I will pop my head out and the bottom and go, wow, that was amazing. It gives you so much better understanding as to who you are and what you're all about on a whole.
Even just that one thing, the heart intelligence. I mean, the first time I actually felt the difference, could tell the difference, I realised like how many decisions I made just based on fear. And, oh, well, what if this happens or what if that happens? And then you tune in and you ask your heart, and your heart's like, go for it. This is going to be amazing. It's like, and you think, well, wow, where did that sort of voice come from almost? But you, and yeah, so not even just that one thing is just incredible. And I think what, from my point of view, I think what I'm really trying to get out there as well is, I'm just a normal guy. I'm a man's man. I'm a builder. I'm roughy tufty. I have emotions, and the best way to be happy is to deal with them. And I think there's a lot of stigma around the type of men that sort of do this work, or it's only suited to certain men that are sensitive and this, that, and the other. And it's just, there's so much stigma around it, and it's all rubbish. Big burly blokes are just as sensitive as other guys. We're all the same. The main reason that most blokes are scared or don't want to go into their emotions is because they think it makes them weak. Simple as that. And guys, if you think that, you're wrong. Actually, it makes you stronger. And not only can you gain more strength within yourself and deal with your stuff rather than just sort of chin up, keep going, don't worry about myself, just worry about everybody else. Take the time to sort yourself out, because if you sort yourself out, you can be a better version of yourself for everyone around you. And that's one thing that really struck me when I started doing the work. People sort of were saying, oh, that's deep emotional work. I didn't think blokes were into that. So part of what I've been doing is to break through the stigma of this is for everybody. We're all pink inside. We're all emotional creatures. We think we're very different. In the mind we are, emotionally, we're not far away at all. The main difference between men and female, the whole men are from Mars, women are from Venus, is it's head stuff. It's not emotional stuff. Women are generally more connected and more in touch with their emotions, whereas men, we close ourselves off. And again, that was some of the learning that I got along the way, and realized just that's why so many guys are in pain, because we just don't, it's not necessarily don't want to deal with it, but it's a little bit scary because, A, we haven't been taught this stuff at school. If anything, when you're at school, you're brainwashed into thinking you need to grow up and have a tough, stiff upper lip and don't get emotional and all that sort of stuff. And actually, we're suppressing our children, and what we need to be telling them and teaching them is how to deal with their emotions fast and effectively, so that they don't then have gross pathologies later in their life, whether it be mental or physical. And one of the other things, if you're a guy and you're looking out there for a course, when I was looking early on in my journey, is I couldn't find a course for just normal guys that want to deal with their stuff. There was just so much stigma, and I have to be honest, the only one I found was for a certain lifestyle that I'm not into. There was no one for straight guys to go away and deal with their stuff. And so another thing that's well worth looking out for, if you want to connect with Acorn to Oak, is we're going to be running a course, The Warrior Within. And we've got some really, really exciting stuff that we're going to be doing, but it's very much about getting guys to actually step forwards and start getting help. And we're not biased. We run many different courses for women as well. We actually do so many different courses. Inner Balance is a very good one for learning about the opposite sex and how they work and how they think and how we misunderstand each other in so many ways and don't even realize we're doing it, and that causes so many arguments. So when you understand it and see it from their point of view, all of a sudden you can have the most amazing relationships with women and men that would blow your mind, because when you realize actually someone's taking the time to get to know how you think and feel, it gives you, you just get so much from that relationship. We've got Wild Women, which again is about women going away, and I think the best way Penny would explain it is it's about women discovering that their true nature and really connecting with the goddess within, and really empowering themselves to feel and sort of dance like no one's watching and singing like nobody can hear you, and just having an absolute riot and a celebration of whether it be sort of women, men, life. Very much what Acorn to Oak is about. So guys, look out for The Warrior Within. If any of the stuff around the Fast Tracks resonated, get in touch. I'd love to serve, because I think that's one of the most amazing things now I've completed all my training and I'm on a different sort of level. The most important thing, I think, if someone was to say, what's your 101 on emotional evolution and abundance, and I would say number one is deal with your own stuff. Clean out your own closet. Don't give up until you've reached that pure peace and joy, and you've got that focus, drive and passion. And the second one would be, look at where you want to be. So what is, get a clear vision. And for me, that was, I want to train in this stuff and I'm going to take it global. Because the fact that it's not, it made me slightly passionate to make it happen. Number two is like, find your passion, find your purpose. And then number three is just go for it. Whatever it takes, go for it. You can achieve anything. And once you've done sort of number one, number two and number three come real easy. Because once you've dealt with the initial cupboard of skeletons, for want of a better expression, two and three is real easy, because you from number one you gain so much clarity around who you are, what you feel and where you want to go. And like I say, that for me has been the most joyous part about it, is because now I get to help others change their lives like I have. And there's nothing better than being a witness to that. And to get paid for it, crikey, that's a bonus. And again, that's what I love about this work is you really get to see people's passion, and that you meet people that were in the same position as me, and I get to then help them. And the sense of purpose you get, and again, the clarity and the more passion you build, the more help, more people you help. And I'm sure Adam would say the same.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is, it is one of the things, being a practitioner, it's why we do what we do. And I know for me personally, it wasn't until I cleared a big chunk of my own personal stuff that I really, really found my passion and my drive to push on. And actually, well, Acorn to Oak has given me this space and given me the opportunity to do the work that I needed to do to change my life. And it's like, how can I show my gratitude? How can I pay this back? And you've got, sort of for me, it was just, I've got to teach this stuff. I've got to do this stuff. It's one of those things that, yeah, I just sort of knew at that point, it's like, it's just incredible the work we do and seeing the changes. And, the one other thing I really want to sort of back Matthew up on here is, we're nothing special. We are
normal guys. Just,
your average normal guys. He's a builder, I'm a mechanic. However, we've taken the time to do the training to become experts in emotional intelligence, breath of life, breath work, and actually help people to start to gain their understanding and their gold and start achieving their dreams. And it is just priceless.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it was the gaining the confidence of being able to be me. And very much on a building site, our therapy is taking the mickey, or used to be taking the mickey out of each other. That's how a lot of people in construction survived. I mean, very much when I was on site, people would sort of joke about each other. We wouldn't use direct insults, and we certainly wouldn't say anything hurtful, but there would be a lot of what we call joshing, taking the mickey. And that's banter, what we're, banter. That's what will get people through. But then when I realised, actually, there was something out there that worked, just before finding breathwork, it was like I just gained this passion of like, I need to do it. I'll do anything, whatever it takes. Like, I'm sick of being told what to do all the time. I'm either being told what to do by a boss or by somebody else or a partner, and it's just kind of like, I can't say what I want, I can't do what I want. I'm a white male and just have to sort of keep my mouth shut, because you're always going to offend somebody. And actually, to grow up like that and feel like that was so wrong. And when you realise, actually, sort of, it's, yeah, you can be yourself and say anything you like. It's kind of like someone's always going to get offended. So why worry about what you're saying? You don't swear and you don't say anything insulting, and opinion's an opinion. I think, as James Blunt would say, I think one of my favourite tweets is, we all have rear ends, but it doesn't necessarily mean that we should share them. And he writes some very witty stuff, but it's gaining that confidence that you can be who you truly are and actually create all the dreams that you've dreamed of. The only thing stopping you is your own mind and yourself. So like I was saying, some of the conscious mind stuff, some of the stories that you tell yourself is real important to deal with. But the emotional side's the real big one for me. Actually for me, it was probably the most enjoyable. It was the part of the journey that was just the most amazing. We were talking to Chris about Reiki during the break and sort of sharing that one of the most mind-blowing parts around Reiki is that it's the first time you feel it in your hands. Because I've done martial arts and was a big fan of Bruce Lee and his talks around energy, but never, if I'm real honest, I never really understood it until I felt it. Because until I felt it, actually, was it real or was it not? Whereas when you feel it, it's like, oh my God, what is that? Oh, it's that. Oh, it's real. And it's like cemented into your consciousness, and your consciousness gets stretched and you just think, wow. So thanks for listening tonight, everybody. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Have an amazing week, and we shall be back next week.
Yeah. Great to be back, guys. We'll see you again soon.